Homelessness is a problem challenging all of our counties. Today, HBR's Noe Tanigawa joins us live in the studio with more on the situation on Maui.
Yes. Well, you know, I was wondering if they're coming up with some good ideas on Maui, something that maybe we can use here on Oahu. And I'd like to take you today to visit an amazing homeless shelter and affordable housing complex over there. It's in Wailuku. It's called Kahaleake Ola. They've got about 700 people living in an affordable housing complex there. The structures look like dark wooden townhouses, and they're scattered on this rolling 5-acre area. If anything, Catherine, they look like those dark colored townhouses that are kind of mocha of the freeway in Kahala. You know, they're beautiful and well-spaced, safe, secure, long-term affordable rentals. People are happy there. They also have 350 emergency shelter beds in a tight little compound next door where there are dorms and studios and two bedrooms. Let's head on in there. Joy Rucker was the housing program director for Kahaleake Ola Homeless Resource Centers here. Let's go.
I think I'm personally pretty happy to get in here. In Honolulu, it's a lot of people who do not want to go into shelters because of what they think it's like, which
well,
this place is
this
not like.
This is not like any other shelter. You know, we're fortunate because we have the flexibility of units. And most other shelters don't. Either it's a huge open warehouse space, and you have little cubicles, or, you know, it's just beds to beds, mats to mats. But we're a little different. We have a different setup. So you walk in, and I feel like, you know, I'm in some permanent housing
middle-class condo
just complex,
area.
Yeah. You know, it's well cared for.
Whose idea was this? Who made this?
So this all came about in about 1986.
That is Monique Yamashita. She's CEO of Kahaleake Ola. Now, she said in 1986, Maui churches got together to feed people. They thought there was that need. And they realized that, heavens, these people need shelter. So it was in 1995 that Kahaleake Ola Central there in Wailuku opened, and the west side one, the Lahaina Shelter, opened in 2004. And they say they get about 4 or 5 requests for shelter every single day. Now, here's the interesting thing. In 2017, they served almost 45,000 meals in both those facilities.
Wow.
And that was 10,000 meals less than they served the year before. Why? What happened? It's because people just are not staying in the shelter as long. Yamashita says she's seen amazing changes in the last year.
Our Housing First model started in February of last year, and it's working. I believe it's working. I agree with the model. At first, I was like, oh, I don't know about this, you know, because it's so... It was a huge paradigm shift for homeless agencies or the agencies working for the homeless in that we couldn't do the life skill classes anymore. Now we had to connect them to the community. When before we worked with families for up to 2 years. Now we work to get them housed within 60 to 90 days. Lowering our barriers as a shelter, that was really scary.
Lowering your barrier? What kind of barriers?
Well, we actually put barriers in place that stopped people from coming into shelter. We used to drug test people, so they had to be clean and sober to get into the homeless shelter. And the Housing First model says that's not the best way to help individuals. So a huge paradigm shift.
Uh-huh. So now you don't get into the shelter and then do programs to get you ready for housing and kind of get your feet on the ground for 2 years? No. Now you get into housing ASAP in 6 to 9 months at the most, and then you link in with the community-provided services to help you stay there in the community. Wow. That is a big difference, right?
Right, yeah. So if you've got a substance abuse issue, you get help working on that.
Yep. You get into a house, and then you start working on it. Wow. How do you get a house? It's not easy on Maui. This person, Jennifer Magawai, she's the housing specialist for Kahaleake Ola. You got to meet this lady one day, Catherine. She does everything. She does Craigslist. She walks the neighborhood. She chats up landlords. She works with realtors. She said she contacts every single person she knows that has a place at least twice a month just to see how they're doing. How are things going? Is anything opening up? And that's how she connects with the clients whom she also knows individually. And remember, we're talking Maui here. That's where a room costs, a room in a house costs $900. And Magawai says her family's, you know, they've been through a lot even before she sees them.
These people here have a story. They go through things. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's rich. Nobody just takes off. They can go to the bank and go take money. They work hard. They have kids. They have to go work two jobs. Not all people who become homeless and end up in the shelter have a drug addiction. They're not violent. They're not dirty. They just, it's expensive to live here on Maui. And some people are not fortunate, like others that own property, that can take out money out of the bank and say, hey, I want to buy that. Or, you know, these people live paycheck to paycheck. We try to encourage them to see that they can increase their income so, you know, they can have a little more. She texted me the next morning and apologized. She said, I'm so sorry, you're right. Standing up to people like her gave her the courage to rent to my clients. Today she has given me 3 units, and it brings joy to me. Honestly, it brings joy. Just the children, like, yay. I tell them, go to your room. Go, you know, I want to make sure that they're housed in a place that they want to be housed, that they will be treated fairly.
Just treated fairly. Imagine that. Magawai says she just hopes landlords and owners will give her clients a chance. But, you know, the question is, why should they when they can make, you know, they can charge maybe $1,500 a month for a rental, an affordable rental for a family, or they can maybe charge $1,000 a week as a vacation rental.
Yeah, that's the rub there, right?
It's tough there on Maui. And when you talk to some of the housing people, they say that there are very likely 5,000, you know, vacation rentals there that are just, like, not really accounted for.
Yeah, but the county is, I know, trying to get a handle on that, and I think they're much farther along than Honolulu is in that regard as far as curbing the vacation rental issue.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the homeless, do we know where they're found? What areas of Maui where they're concentrated?
Well, Maui is so different from Honolulu. A lot of them are in Kihei area, in Lahaina, and where they are in central Maui, they're just starting to have more of the sort of urban homeless that we're so used to here on Oahu. For the most part, their large encampments are in the county parks. And, you know, I stood at the edge of one of the parks with a service provider who said, there are 200 people here, and you don't see a tent stake. You don't see anything across this large expanse of a field. I would love to take you on that tour. We've still got to do that. But the homeless coordinator there, David Nakama, said really in the urban scene, it's maybe 20 to 25 people who are just the most visible and seem the most disturbing. You know, coming up, we really have got to talk to Maui's homeless coordinator, David Nakama. And they recently got somebody who has been in the planning department but moved over to be housing director, Will Spence, who has a real commitment to affordable housing. These are two people that we're still going to check in with.
Okay, so we can look forward to those stories in the next week or two?
Yeah.
All right.
They're doing well, and they're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel there on Maui.
Well, bright spots.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa giving us a closer look at the housing situation on the Valley Isle.